First, I'd like you to meet Imelda Brewster and her mother.
15 years ago, I lost my job and I got a job as a bus driver for Sydney Buses. And I did that for 2 years. And one of the main reasons why I did it was I had this inspired idea that my mother, who had Alzheimer's but lived with me, I couldn't leave her at home. I couldn't take her with me until I got the job as a bus driver. And she had a blind pass, so she could actually travel on the bus with me full time. So we had this little plan that every day that I had a day shift, she would be able to make her way into the city, because she was used to the city. She would meet me down at Circular Quay. I would pick her up on the 374 bus to Coogee, and then we would start for the whole day for my five-hour shift, four-hour break, five-hour shift again, and then I'd take her home. So this went on for quite a while, but as she got progressively worse, I found that we weren't meeting so often at the bus stop as often as I'd like, and it really worried me. I didn't have a mobile phone. She couldn't use one anyway. So one morning I was supposed to meet her down at Circular Quay, and I had my 374 bus, and I was there on Alfred Street, and I couldn't find her. So I had a bus of about 12 people and 12 passengers, and I said, I can't go. I have to wait for my mother to get on the bus. We have to wait for her. And they went, okay. So that went on for 10 minutes. I still couldn't find her. 20 minutes, I saw her in the distance, and she had fallen over. Blood was coming out of her head. And I said to an elderly lady who was standing behind me, who was really beautifully coiffed, beautiful blonde hair, really elegant dressed, I said, will you look after my bus money? I had a little change thing. Will you look after my bus money so that I can get my mum? She's just there. And so I committed like three errors. I went and gave my money to someone else to look after. I left my bus running, and I also left my bus with 12 passengers. Three bad things that will have you out forever. Anyway, I said, this is what I've got to do. And I couldn't afford to lose my job either. So anyway, I left the bus, ran across Pitt Street, picked her up, carried her, because she was very light, carried her back to the bus, put her in the seat behind me, and said to everyone, right, now we're 25 minutes late. Who needs to get off before Randwick Junction? And they all... And these people were just... They were lovely. I have never, ever complained about the people of Sydney. They are wonderful. And passengers on buses are wonderful. So I said to them, and then they said, no, no, none of us. I said, great, we're so late. And I also knew that the bus behind me, the 374, had picked up passengers on the way, so I knew everything was sweet, it was going okay. So I closed the door, gave my mum a sandwich, put my foot down and just drove like the wind between Circular Quay to Randwick Junction, Avoca Street. And I said, okay, who wants to get off? So they got off. And then anyway, that was the story. But the main thing is that never, ever, ever ask a bus driver why they're late, because there's usually a really good reason.
Imelda Brewster with that story. Imelda told that story at the Now Hear This Storytelling Slam at the Art House Hotel in Sydney. The stories you're hearing today are all from that slam to the theme Never Again.